All right, joining us from the Commonwealth, Virginia Congressman Dave Brat. Congressman, glad to have you this morning.
Hey, great to be on. Thank you, guys.
Sir, we want to ask you in a few minutes here about the fact that U.S. taxpayers, as you say, are paying for what appears to be the torture of dogs, and that sounds gruesome, and we absolutely want to get to it here in a few minutes, but I want to start with immigration because the White House has said that they're going to be releasing their framework. You're expecting to hear that, I guess, in public on Monday. John Kelly apparently headed to the Hill today to talk to some lawmakers about all of this. And also, I'm just kind of curious, what are you hearing as a member of Congress about the commitments that both the White House is making and your leadership regarding immigration?
Yeah, so the White House plan, they've been fairly stable for, you know, a couple months. They've had a four-point plan, and their plan, the biggest part of it is ending chain migration, because that's where the explosive numbers come about and lead you to future DACA deals where you have crises at the border. But then they want to end the visa lottery. They want some commitment on the wall and on border enforcement, and all of that gets you to the fourth part, which is the DACA deal. But the misinformation out in the mainstream press, and by even some of our own team, that Dick Durbinville and Lindsey Graham, they were selling their bill as a DACA bill, and the mainstream press didn't know enough about it, so they would use that term. But inside their bill, it was actually a Dreamer bill. The DACA is 700,000 kids. Dreamers are 3.2 million people, plus their parents, 6.4 million people. So the Durbin-Graham bill is about 10 million, and I think that's why the White House got upset when they thought they were negotiating these four standard points, and they found out that there was a blow-up in one of the bills. And so our leadership did a good job during the shutdown and said, look, we're just going to negotiate. Once the shutdown's done, we're going to negotiate. In the House, we're pushing the Goodlatte bill, which has probably the most important part, which is called E-Verify. Because once you do a DACA deal, you send a green signal, right, green light, a magnet, to the rest of the world, 8 billion people, that once you make it in here, these American people are very generous, and they'll probably end up taking care of you.
So were you worried at all yesterday when you heard the president say that there's a 10 to 12-year path to citizenship coming in his framework?
Yeah, we hadn't seen that before. The Goodlatte bill has a path to a new status, which allows, you know, people to come out from behind the shadows and go to work and all that stuff. And the pathway to citizenship, that's not in the House proposal.
All right, Senator, what I'd like to hear from you is about these de facto sanctuary cities and counties. We were just talking about Fairfax County, you know, ending any cooperation with ICE to hold inmates. And then you've got California now, who's going to automatically register anyone who gets a license as a voter. And you have to opt out of it. And they said, well, illegals will opt out of this because, you know, they don't want to get in trouble and you know, jeopardize any kind of citizenship. As that happens across the country, are we just trying to, you know, hold back the tide? Are we going to be able to hold back the tide? Because they don't just stay in California. They don't just stay in Fairfax County. They leave, and you've got people then voting in national elections and getting de facto amnesty just through these sanctuary programs. How do we stop that?
Yeah, well, I think you got it right right there. And you stop it by educating the American people. The American people, I think, don't have any idea that the localities and states can declare themselves independent from federal law, right? I mean, this is a total breakdown in the rule of law. And the rule of law is probably one of the most important pillars of any stable society over the long term. And so you're playing with fire on these issues. And we haven't done a good job of educating people how important the rule of law is. And so, I mean, just imagine the Republicans picking a pet issue and saying, okay, we're just going to ignore the law on this one because we like it, and our states and localities are going to follow Republican theory instead of, you know, federal theory because of politics. And the mainstream press would just light up like a Christmas tree. And so we haven't done a good enough job of telling people what these sanctuary cities are and what the implications are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's the major problem.
Congressman Dave Brat, I want to ask you, many members of Congress have now seen this FISA memo and are calling for its release. Are you calling for its release? And do you accept the Democratic response here that this is nothing but a series of misleading talking points?
No, I don't. And that's why I want it out in the public, because that'll clear up the political rhetoric and the clutter, right? Once you have the document, let the American people see, and they'll see it's serious, serious matters. And as far as political rhetoric go, I mean, CNN and all them were saying that Trump caused the shutdown. And if you look at the voting card on the shutdown, right, if you voted yes to shut it down, all the blues did that, 95 votes. It was yes or no vote. 95% of Republicans voted to keep it open. And so when it comes to misinformation, I mean, you just can't make it up. And 3 days later, CNN and all of them had to reverse themselves. And now they're saying, well, Schumer had to shut it down because I don't know what, right, to get some leverage or something. It largely resulted in a nothing burger. And so, yeah, when it comes to misinformation, I think, you know, Paul Ryan is a pretty honest broker and everybody knows it.
Congressman, has the president seen the memo?
I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure of that one.
All right. I was just curious to find out if he knows what's in it, because he's asking me for it to be released. I didn't know if he knew what was in it.
The White House could definitely calling for transparency.
My guess is I don't think so, because the Senate hasn't seen it either.
That's
so
right.
But I'm not positive.
Congressman, we're going to hold on to you because we want to talk to you about how you're trying to help the nation's dogs, because you say taxpayer money is being used to hurt them, and I really would love to know what that means. But first, it's 844 on WMAL.